and in some cases even the same maturity, but show different different performance measures is very important. The perspective of diaptate is critical. I'm going to talk to you from the perspective of the technological properties of the fibers, of length distribution, and the impact on spinning performance. So the question I've asked here, or I'm dealing with here, is very simple. It's about whether there is variability among different genotypes in the response to microNair or to maturity variation. But as Dr. Yang mentioned, microNair is a combination of maturity and fineness. So typically when we see things that we cannot explain, for example, we spin two samples with the same microNair and see different results, we go and look at fineness and maturity separately, and then we find an explanation. Okay, we determine that the difference we're seeing in short fiber content in NEPS or in young unevenness could be explained by the difference in maturity. But in cases where we have the same microNair and we have the same maturity and we have the same fiber properties in all for what we can measure at least, and we still see differences in performance, then there could be something that is even more complex than just the combination of maturity and fineness. And this is what I'm interested in here, and I'm really going to show you a few of the results we got on a limited number of cotton baits. So we know one thing, we know that different varieties grow in the same conditions. Okay, so for example, here we have three seasons, or five varieties grown over three seasons will react differently to variation in environment. So some of these varieties could be considered as robust to the environment. For example, here we have this variety over season one and season two, although conditions were adverse in season one, and basically overall conditions were better for to get the higher microNair value in season two. We don't see a difference here. We see a small difference between the two seasons for these two varieties, but we see an extreme difference for this variety. So we know that varieties react differently and have different responses to variation in growth conditions. This differential response basically could lead to things that we can see over here. One variety that 1 year looks like the best variety you could grow, the following year could become one of the worst. So this is an example showing NEPS or NEP count. I could choose a similar result for other fiber properties, for short fiber content, for length distribution, because all those things are affected by maturity. But still, in this case, we can explain that with maturity. Now, so this question becomes, is there sensitive versus robust genotypes? And this is what we're looking at. Now, the next question is, why would we worry about this? If we look at most of U.S. cotton, especially most recently, we're tracking microNair levels that are pretty stable, that are high. So basically, the problem of low microNair in most of the U.S. is not really relevant. But if we look at one specific region, which is the Texas Plains, and this is something, if you were here in the early session this morning and listened to Dean Etheridge talk about use of Texas Plains cotton in high value added spinning applications, you would have heard them say that now the varieties grown in the Texas Plains are genetically fine. So although in most of the U.S. we cannot we have a high probability of getting high microNair value if we get U.S. bale, The Texas Plains, if we target the Texas Plain, we still can get reasonably low micronutrient value in some seasons, bad seasons, when basically the growth conditions are not very good, the micronutrient values are still too low. So my interest is to determine whether in these seasons the response of the varieties being planted are genetically determined or not. And we know the interest in this specific area is that because now it is mainly of one primary source of premium cotton in the U.S. And between 2000 and 2011 and even this year, there was a tremendous improvement in fiber length, in fiber strength in this area. So it's becoming, and it has become, one primary source of premium cotton. So, and we've shown over the years that when comparable combinations of HBI properties are available, Texas Plain cotton perform as well as market benchmarks. When we talk about market benchmarks, we also something that Gene Etheridge mentioned this morning. We mean acalas from mainly California. Okay, so the question is, does this hold when we have low micronutrient values? Or does this result hold when we have seasons with low micronutrient values? Or even in seasons with good micronutrient values, does it hold for this this range or this part of the micronutrient distribution? So I'm going to show you again some results that we got on a limited number of samples this year. Actually, the spinning was completed at the end of 2011, early 2012. So we have bales that are from two types, acalas used as benchmark, and or stripper type bales, mostly targeted to the plains, to the Texas plains. We had three low micronutrient groups. Okay, we're targeting again the low micronutrient range here. And we had six sampling locations throughout the spinning process. And we spun 40 count carded yarn. And we looked again at the differential response to micronutrient. Here you can see the micronutrient levels that we targeted. Again, the baits from the two types with as close as possible for these two baits, we have the exact same value in all fiber properties. Okay, or in all fiber properties that we can measure using the HBI. And you can see here that matching the properties, or would be pretty much succeeding in matching the properties, the major difference is or slight difference in uniformity, and this is to the advantage of the stripper type baits. Now, if we look a little further into maturity, then here's where the question comes. Are differences in performance, or can differences in performance be explained by maturity? We see that for the higher, or relatively higher micronet level here, we have a slight difference, or significant difference in maturity. For the lower micronet values, the difference is not significant, basically. So any difference in performance we will see for these two bales, we could attribute to maturity, arguably. For these two pairs, any differences we see, nobody could argue, given those values, that maturity is to be blamed. So now, looking at some of the quality performance measurement that we did on the APHIS, NEPS, we see no difference that can be attributed to the type, whether it is stripper or acala type cotton. And you can see here that basically the pairs of bales, okay, track pretty well. There are some differences that can be seen early in the process, But ultimately, those differences are neutralized because of the carbon mainly. So we end up with the same number of NEPs in the carbon slider. Where we see a difference between the two types of cotton bales, and remember, those are bales that were selected with the exact same properties based on HPI, and for which we saw that maturity was equal or non-different for two of the bales. Now we start seeing differences that are explained by the type of cotton in length parameters. Okay, the upper quartile length, the knee length, the length CV, and the short fiber content. So, and depending on the parameter we look at, those differences can vary. So, for those two pairs, we see no difference, no significant difference. So far that tracks well with the maturity result. For this pair of cotton bales, we see a significant difference in upper quartile length. But what is surprising is that the difference shows longer stripper varieties or longer stripper bales than the Akela bales. Now, if we go to a different length parameter, which is the mean length by number, the pattern is very different. So in this case, we see that the Akela bales are consistently longer than the stripper type bales. Okay? So this tells us that although, especially for those pairs of bales, everything being equal, we still see differences in some of the length parameters that are affected by the shape of the length distribution. That applies to short fiber content. Okay, so mean length by number and short fiber content are very sensitive to variations in the shape of the length distribution. So if we go, again, this is just to remind you that those are bales that in all regards are equal, or almost equal. And when we look at the shape of the length distribution, we can explain why we're seeing those differences in mean length and in short fiber content. Yeah. And we can explain why we're having an advantage for the stripper type bales, which are in blue here, when we consider the upper quartile length. The upper quartile length is a measure of the longest fibers. So that's why when we look at that measure, the stripper type bales look better. When we look at all other measurements of fiber length, including short fiber content, mean length, the pattern changes and the stripper type bales look bad relative to the benchmark. And these differences persist through the spinning process. So it's not the same as for NEPS, where differences were neutralized by cleaning, opening and cleaning. In this case, the differences in length distribution persist through the spinning process. Okay? So now, if we look at the waste and spinning and yarn quality, a couple of slides that show whether these differences impact the actual performance in spinning. We can see here a significant difference in waste. Okay, this is the total spinning waste. And a significant difference in most of yarn defects. The major differences in thin intake places. In NEPS, it was not significant. So just to summarize and to conclude, there is a potential for different response even when we see the exact same properties when looking at HVI and looking at even APHIS maturity. And those differences are apparent in fiber length distribution, short fiber content, okay, despite the limited difference in maturity. One explanation that we could advance here would be the processing history of the cotton itself, because stripper harvested cotton and Michaela type cotton that is typically spindle harvested do not follow the same kind of processing in ginning. Now, those effects or those differential responses are observed on spinning preparation and waste and in yarn, on yarn properties. Basically, the next step we want to do here is a kind of sensitivity analysis to variation in maturity or micronair in different genotypes. So basically, determine the measure of robust versus sensitive varieties. Can we set a scale, or can we define a scale that would measure this difference between varieties, and that could identify varieties that are robust and that can lead to the minimum variations or minimum sensitivity to variation in maturity for those low micronair levels. All right, thank you for your attention. This work was supported by Cotton Incorporated through the Texas State Support Committee, and I'd be happy to address any questions if you have any.
At least, when you said
strip,
what kind of varieties do you refer to?
Those are typically the varieties that are
fiber bags.
That include fiber bags, that include strong yellow and
thank you.
Those are low varieties that are more adapted for that kind of harvest.
But the Acalas, which Acalas you refer to, when you say?
Those are fundamentally valued.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you.
Could someone put the community was as a pardon, my comment is a bit of maturity. In some instances, could be for very fine fibers, low maturity as well. Therefore, probably would be good to investigate maturity via another measurement. Here we are not able to decide if the low maturity is due to fibers being mature or due to impacts to mature fibers.
Yes, there are certain biases that are embedded in the AFIS measurement itself. So there may be things to be said about the maturity measurement and other measurements that could be done. One thing we'll probably do in the future is measured fiber cross section on those specific samples to get the direct measurement of maturity.
Thanks a little bit, strength. Stronger.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.